Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. Illinois lawmakers want to create a new state agency focused on early childhood care. The agency would oversee areas like preschool funding, home visiting, and daycare licensing. Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightfoot is spearheading the effort. She says the idea is to streamline services from three agencies: the State Board of Education, the Department of Children and Family Services, and the Department of Human Services.
We should centralize programs into a new state agency in order to make our system more equitable, to make it easier for parents and providers to navigate, and to support the state in efforts to eliminate service deserts.
The bill requires the agency to be fully up and running by July 1st, 2026. And lawmakers are considering rules to govern how carbon emissions are captured and stored. Measures filed in both the House and Senate outline how the state will regulate sequestration sites, and they offer legal and financial protections for property owners if their land gets damaged. Dr. Sally Greenberg, an environmental scientist, says Illinois is uniquely positioned to allow more carbon capture projects.
Illinois is poised to be a global leader in carbon management due to our exceptional geology, natural resources, and a robust regulatory framework, all of which have been demonstrated in our state.
The legislation would not regulate the construction or management of pipelines, which carry material to be stored. Supporters predict a new carbon capture economy in Illinois could create more than 14,000 jobs over the next decade. Four children who were born with HIV and given antiretroviral therapy within 48 hours of life have remained in remission for more than a year after therapy was stopped. The children are participants in a first-of-its-kind study, led in part by researchers from Lurie Children's Hospital and Northwestern University. Northwestern professor Dr. Ellen Chadwick co-chairs the study. She says the findings are a huge step forward for families.
What this study has shown us is that if you start intensive therapy right when the baby is born, you have a chance of controlling the virus so efficiently that at some point they may be able to stop medication and still have their virus controlled.
Children born with HIV must take medication for the rest of their lives, which Chadwick says can be really challenging for families. Southside community members are meeting this evening to rethink riverfront access along the south branch of the Chicago River. As developers enhance riverfront property, they're required to build in public access. That means approximately 3 miles of the Chicago River is beginning to open up, according to Kate Eakin with the McKinley Park Development Council. She says the community has big plans.
A big goal of the project is to have a connected bicycle and pedestrian path for the entire length of the South Branch from Western Avenue to Pingtown Park in Chinatown.
Neighbors are meeting at Tu Casa Guanajuato in McKinley Park at 6:30 to develop a unified plan to help developers remake the riverfront. Some other things you should know today. The Chicago Department of Public Health says there have been 12 new cases of measles in the city in the last week. 10 of the cases are related to a migrant shelter in Pilsen. The other two are not related. The health department says it has evaluated all the residents of the Pilsen shelter. 900 people there have been given vaccinations. Others were previously vaccinated or had been infected, so were protected. The city says it will now assess other shelters, and it is providing vaccinations for migrants arriving in Chicago who do not have proof of vaccination. An untold number of migrants are expected to leave shelters tomorrow under Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to enforce shelter limits. Cook County continued to see population declines last year, according to a report from the U.S. Census Bureau. The county ranked second largest in the U.S. with nearly 5.1 million residents. In total, Cook County has lost more than 188,000 residents since 2020. But data shows more Northeast and Midwest counties actually saw population gains in 2023. Today's weather, mostly sunny skies with temperatures hitting the low 40s. Tomorrow, it will be windy with a high in the low 50s. Later today, if you're seeing Olivia Rodrigo in Chicago this weekend, you might recognize her opening act, Chapel Roan. We talked to Chapel when she came through Chicago last fall. At her concerts, she creates the queer spaces she wants to see, and that means having local drag queens open for her on tour.
I just know that a lot of times, especially being from Midwest, is you don't get to be whoever you want to be and like hold hands with whoever you want to hold hands with. And they can be whoever they want to be at my shows.
My Rundown co-host Erin revisits her conversation with Chapel and one of her Chicago openers, Boy J. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.